everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 246. That's 246. It's like, yeah.
We're all like even today.
Progressive? We can even?
I like that.
We can even. All right, episode 246, 246 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. So, Rick,
we had a couple comments to come in.
We had comments. Last week we asked if you had the ability to inject a new test for robots into the DARPA challenge. We showed some videos of the robots doing well.
There's also
a montage of, what robots not doing.
So those are mostly pictures in that one.
Look those up.
Develop KC mentioned one specifically with regards to they should be doing a lift and assist. In other words, helping someone that either is injured or disabled.
Right, or anyone who cannot move out of the, let's say, like a burning building or putting smoke under their own power.
If they're going to add that one, I would suggest that they actually use, like, Dave the Dummy as opposed to a live human being based on the previous test results.
After seeing what they did.
Yes.
even the winner who fell over at the end may not. There were some other comments. One of the links apparently was 404ing and is now working. Thanks for pointing that out.
We have no responsibility for that whatsoever. No idea.
No, no credit, no responsibility, one of those.
Wasn't us. One of
those. Yes. And a couple questions about HoloLens stuff. Unfortunately, we are unable to speculate or give any information on that.
If you had a chance to try it, that's more than me.
Yeah. So, and that's about it for last week. We've got a bunch of good news this week. You're about all set up there.
No, I can do this anytime.
All right, let's get into the news. We've had some false alarms in this neighborhood a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
The hoverboard.
It's the quintessential. Well, second only to flying cars.
Right.
I think.
It's just like similar technology.
Similar technology.
Right? You'd figure hoverboards would have to come out before flying cars,
right.
But not necessarily. It may be because this is the Back to the Future year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? October 21st?
Yes.
2015 is the year we're in.
Yeah.
Is the year they dial, Marty McFly dials in his DeLorean to go to the future in Back to the Future 2, I believe. Or is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
Because it's November 5th on when he goes back to the past. I haven't seen the movies in a very long time. Anyway, we still have time to actually have hoverboards. So previously there was one that only worked on like this copper tiling.
Right. I was about to say, it's only available working on copper tiling.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It does work.
So yes, this one works off of magnets. And apparently, according to scientists who are not us, this is the correct technology to go with if you're trying to do this kind of hovering board. It uses a maglev technology that locks the item in a specific part of the magnetic field. So it's not just kind of like a bouncy hover. It is very much locked over. They have a demo of a disc that is going around a ring. It's basically a superconductor.
Right.
And you can see like they can lift it up or down and it stays that exact height. They can tilt it. It stays that exact tilt. And it goes around, and they're showing you real close. So it looks very, very cool. There is a microsite, which is a thing now, I guess. Lexus-int/amazing-in-motion/slide. That has a promotional trailer and some information. I don't think this is a product or anything yet. This is just like technology they're playing with. But it's very cool, and we want our hoverboards.
And so we would like you to start a petition to be able to carpet all the sidewalks around Seattle.
With superconductors?
With superconductors and copper.
I'm sure that'll be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing could possibly go wrong with that. Xbox Games with Gold for July has just been announced, which actually marks the 2-year anniversary of giving out Games with Gold.
Has it been that long?
It's 2 years.
Wow.
It started just at the tail end of the 360 generation. And it is rolled right into the Xbox One generation. And as a special thank you that we are announcing, starting July, Games with Gold will offer 2 new games on Xbox One every month.
Mm-hmm.
I think previously there have been some repeats.
There's been some repeats, or maybe they're going to do one, or maybe they only offer deals on this.
Or DLC
sort of
or something.
Yeah.
There's also deals that go on. This month is Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and...
So Many Me.
Yes.
It's called.
Yes.
So Many Me. I'm familiar with the Black Flag.
Yes.
I have not played it yet.
I have played
it
all.
I'm a big fan of Assassin's Creed altogether, all up.
Right.
I never got into the boat thing. I don't know why.
Oh, being a pirate is so much fun. You can just get lost.
See, that's the
problem.
You can get lost at sea. That would be me.
You can get collect. You can collect collectibles. Yeah. That's what you do with them.
Yeah.
And to unlock shanties.
You're not from the Maritimes. Woo! There, eh? You're from a landlocked area, eh?
There's the shore in Jersey. Not many pirates out there.
Arr.
Oddly enough, the pirates are in Pittsburgh.
East Coast, man. East Coast. Sailing town.
Woo, oh, anyway, shanties.
Representing, actually. What's St. John of Brunswick.
Oh, very cool.
You got it.
So, the Xbox 360 games are Plants vs. Zombies, a classic, very, very good game, and Gears of War 3, just come on the heels of the announcement of the Gears of War Ultimate Edition that
looks very good.
So, yeah, it looks very good. For those of you who are unaware,
these guys are going to be available from July 15th until August, it
right.
looks like.
So if you have a gold account, you are able to go and claim them for free during that period of time. After that period of time, if you claim them, you still have them, but you can't claim them anymore. So jump in now, grab them. Even grab the ones if you don't even have an Xbox One, go on the website and redeem them now. When you do get an Xbox One, you'll have them. If you don't have your 360 hooked up anymore, get those anyway. Who knows? Maybe they'll get added to the back compat list and you'll get them on Xbox One. Grab them if you have gold. Do it. Now.
Some ridiculous stat that something like 80 or 90% of people change the background on their machines.
Sure.
All the time. And so maybe I think we're going to try an attempt at making it so you change it less. Because we just had this awesome project with G-Monk. Is the producer's name, the artist's name, or otherwise known as Bradley G. Munkowitz, went ahead and did a bunch of very cool creative work at different styles of playing with light and playing with objects to be able to come up with the background logo for the Windows 10 operating system when it comes out, or the hero of the Windows 10 operating system.
There's a very, very strong history with backgrounds on Windows. If you think the Windows XP Rolling Green Hills.
Yes, the vineyards.
We talked about that video, actually, many episodes ago. So it's always some beautiful kind of photography or items like that.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Windows logo made with light, like you said, and they go into some detail how to do it, and it's very interesting. And they're saying, you know, they're capturing video, they're capturing stills, they're trying to get that perfect moment, but at the same time, they're trying to get light coming through an area and lens flares and reflection and translucency and patterns in it.
If you're any kind of a creative person that likes to look at graphics, how they came up with them, awesome to be able to do that. In my opinion, way more realistic and honest, obviously, than just going through with some, fake Photoshop stuff to be able to come up with
instead
something.
Of generating.
Yeah, sure. All created with art.
SpaceX is scheduled to launch its seventh commercial resupply mission to the International Space Station on June 28th, which should have passed if this gets published on time.
Yep.
If it gets published late, still should have passed. but on that supply mission, it's going to be HoloLens. Or two. I don't know. They don't actually say how many.
How many, but there's...
I'm assuming you'd go with more than one. I feel like they work with redundancy quite a bit when you're in space.
Yep.
In space.
So what are they going to be doing with it, man?
So NASA and Microsoft have teamed up to develop Sidekick, which is a project that's going to help astronauts do their work in space. I feel like it's important to note that it's happening.
Space.
So there are two features they're talking about here, or two modes at least. One is essentially, or is similar to the Skype technology that we have demoed before, where
someone's fixing a under sink trap with somebody else on Skype.
Except someone's really fixing a space station.
Wow.
And so an astronaut will be wearing a HoloLens, and someone down on Earth will be able to see what they're seeing, and then draw in their field a vision to show you, like, we need to move this wire out this way. And so to be able to help, previously they said that this is done via, you know, written instructions and photos and carefully diagrammed things. But when you do it live like that, you can have all of the intelligence of everyone down there on back on the planet help you.
So when they have the scene from Apollo 14, where they actually, 13, sorry.
When they're like, you have to do everything.
You have to put this square filter into this round thing to be able to scrub it there.
So you can literally make a little drawing in your vision and do it right there.
Love it.
And then the other mode is basically a helper that will help out with some other, like, things that they're doing. That was the most, that was a very generic statement.
Yeah.
Some other tasks they're doing will be able to, procedure mode, I'm sorry, will augment their standalone procedures with animated holographic illustrations displayed on top of objects when the crew is interacting. So again, kind of doing a virtual version of what they're doing as they're doing it so they can make sure they're doing it accurately, safely, and efficiently. So awesome that we get to play, we get to partner with NASA. I mean, I would love to.
Is it, did they have to draw straws to see who got to be able to test this out or something?
I didn't
like
get
that?
To draw.
You didn't get notified?
I didn't get to draw a straw. In fact, they have a photo here.
There's not some internal list you can join to be submitted to volunteer for these types of
missions. Yeah, if there is, like I said, I haven't even been invited to join the list. So they have a photo of a couple of NASA and Microsoft engineers donning.
Can you imagine being the engineer that's on there?
On the Wonder Jet, I believe that's the Vomit Comet.
Yeah, yeah,
right? Like it's a zero G. No, that's amazing.
That's insane.
So super cool. So good luck to the launch.
We obviously have to find some internal DLs we can join for this.
Yes, clearly.
If you've worked in IT in any way, shape, or form in the last, almost 20 years now, perhaps,
like
or more.
The period of time where IT was a thing?
Yeah, you know, you got it. You probably have come across a ThinkPad before. Or, you know, ThinkPad, you have a
Lenovo.
ThinkPad too.
Yeah.
Now owned by Lenovo. A gentleman by the name of David Hill, who is the Vice President of Designs and Concepts.
Identity?
Design?
He's a design guy.
Let's get his official name here. The Lenovo Corporate Identity and Design Representative for Lenovo did a really nice blog post that kind of brought a lot of IT folks back as far as remembering their different Lenovos / ThinkPads they've had over the years. 1992. Is when they first came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, typically I would see this as a black rectangle box heavy corporate laptop.
Yep.
As Lenovo. And they definitely evolved over the years. And so, you know, they're basically looking at how we can evolve over time from a design perspective. If you can think about different types of laptop manufacturer, technology manufacturers, not a lot of them have the same level of prowess of age of their particular brand being around for so long, right?
It's an iconic look and feel,
yeah,
right? Like it's one of those things that I remember in the early 2000s seeing a ThinkPad, and I mentioned to someone and I was like, how old's that laptop? And they're like, it's brand new.
Yeah,
they just had that same design for the longest time, but it always stood for the same thing. Like everyone had them because they were rugged, they worked, they were just like stable, great machines. I have one now because I absolutely love, this is the Carbon.
Oh yeah.
This is the first gen Carbon.
Yeah.
Really wish work would upgrade me into the new generations with the nicer monitors.
But, you know, when I think of Lenovo, I think of the blue Enter key. You don't have it anymore, but the blue Enter key was very big thing. Seven row classic keyboard. The lights, you don't even have a light.
But no.
I've got a 5, I still have my 520, which is a big workhorse.
The Think Light,
I think it's called the Think Light. Yeah. So, you know, maybe looking at doing 2 Think Lights as opposed to 1 Think Light as a concept. Going with LED lighting and blinky lights around the different places.
I like how they contrast it with cars.
Yeah.
With vehicles that have a, not to say a retro, but an iconic, a canonical look. And they mentioned like the Mustang, the Challenger, those muscle cars. Or the Mini, for example, which are very unique in their way. The ThinkPad always has been, and I've really appreciated that. Like I said, I love this machine.
The metal hinges, another one that always comes back a lot. But he's basically musing, go back in time to 1992.
What were you doing?
92. I was an IT guy. Back. Were you even out of grade school yet?
No.
I was an IT guy back then. Didn't have Lenovo. I don't remember what it was, just regular PCs at that point in time.
I was selling like 86 at the time.
Going back to 1992 from a design principle, but then putting all of today's touch, speed, SSD, fast RAM, high-end video, 4K video, Retina screen, that sort
two
of stuff.
Lights.
Two lights, not one, two lights. Facial recognition, fingerprint recognition. I remember when they came out with the fingerprint swipe.
I got that.
So think about going back and then to take a look and see where possibly they could go with their pedigree of design. Can't wait. Popular blog post. When the time I got a hold of this, there was already just under 500 comments of people reminiscing about different things.
Oh, wow. Didn't realize that.
500 comments. Crazy. Check out the post. Really cool. What was your first Lenovo?
Thanks for watching episode 246. 246 episodes of Ping are now in the can.
In the can. We're done. We're good.
Very even. The even.
I know.
Episode.
It's we're waiting for the odd ones to start, but we're already kind of odd as it is.
So. It's going to be a long time to get to all odd numbers.
Very true.
Like 111.
That's too far.
Or less, or
that's,
something.
That's too far.
I'm like not 300. Good at math.
311? 311 would work.
Yeah. So it's a lot.
Too far away. Too far away to think about it.
Anyway.
What'd you guys think of the show?
Yes, let us
know. Comments.
You can talk to us many, many ways. Mm-hmm. Probably the easiest is to follow us, the conversation on Twitter via hashtag Ping Show.
I'm not going to throw this one.
Please don't. And of course, follow us individually at Mark DeFalco.
I'm at @SignRicksterCDN.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThePingShow.
And you can also reach us by snail mail if certain hosts would check their snail mail boxes.
They should.
They should, obviously, check their snail mail boxes. At The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 21, Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Excellent.
I'm getting better at it.
Is there a way, maybe there's a way to talk right here on the page below the video.
Down below.
We've got our comment boxes, as Channel 9 always has, and let's give you a question for the week.
How about wallpaper?
Yes.
Wallpaper.
Yes. We unveiled or talked about the behind the scenes of the Windows 10 Hero wallpaper, made with light. What was your favorite Windows default wallpaper throughout the years, and what are you using now? Or was your favorite that you're using for a while?
I'm really boring. I had one of my favorite wallpapers was just the solid color with the logo for server. It was a server one that just was the server at the bottom. That's
I have a few favorites that I think were either internal or beta versions. Windows 8 was a polygonal beta fish.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
It was for the beta versions of Windows. That was cute.
That works.
But there was also an internal one that IT made that had the Windows Without Walls theme they were doing for a while. It was a picture of a guy standing with, like, he just sawed a window out in a wall or something.
It was like a black with the light coming through.
Yeah, so I had a modified version of that that had the same guy, but someone had photoshopped in zombies on their side of the wall. And then it said, Walls, Life Without Zombies. So that was one of my favorites.
What's your current wallpaper now?
At home, I have a rotation of a bunch of my personal photos, and at work, I have the MSIT. Microsoft IT has their own kind of their flat image one. I think I'm using that right now.
I've got a particular branded wallpaper that I created for when I do screencasts, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I also have a rotated inspirational, not really inspirational, just funny memes and pictures that this guy sends
I know exactly what he's talking about now. we'll share some of them in the comments. I'll put a link in there for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But until then, see you next time.
Thanks for coming. Hitting the clock.